For KUER News, I'm Andrea Smartin. Utah's governor has declared today, January 30th, Fred Korematsu Day of Civil Liberties. Korematsu was a Japanese-American who was interned against his will in the Central Utah War Relocation Center in Topaz during World War II. Here to talk about Korematsu's fight for civil liberties is the president of the Topaz Museum Board, Jane Beckwith. Jane, there were more than 11,000 people interned in the Topaz camp here in Utah. What was remarkable about Fred Korematsu, and why are we remembering him today?
Fred Korematsu was one of four people who protested in rather dramatic ways against Japanese-American internment. He refused to be incarcerated with the rest of the Japanese-American people and was later arrested, and his case went to the Supreme Court. He lost that Supreme Court battle, but later on he was vindicated.
And here we are today holding him up as a hero for civil liberties, but maybe not everybody saw him that way. He's a controversial figure in some ways.
Yes, that's true. He had had plastic surgery on his eyes, and he had denied his Japanese ethnicity to a certain extent. And then, of course, when he came into camp, everyone else had gone fairly peacefully, but he had made a fuss, and so he felt like he was shunned while he was in Topaz. There had been people who had taken the position that if Japanese Americans wanted to prove how loyal they were to America, they would just do what the government had mandated them to do. But in 1983, when his case was reopened, it was reopened because people found out that the United States government had suppressed information that confirmed that the incarceration of Japanese Americans was not needed. And so when that was brought out, there were a lot of people who felt like if Fred hadn't taken his strong position, then no one would have ever found out that the United States had suppressed that information.
Looking back at the whole of Fred Korematsu's life, what do you think he's done for Japanese Americans and for civil liberties in the U.S.?
Well, the power of one individual is rather remarkable in the United States. For one person, especially a 23-year-old kid, basically, to say no to something that the military, the War Relocation Authority, President Roosevelt, everyone had said was a military necessity. For him to say no, it was not true. That's a rather daring and provocative position. But beyond that, he maintained a courageous position for his entire life. I think that's rather admirable.
And this is obviously something that you care about. You're working on establishing a Topaz Museum. Why is it important to remember what happened at Topaz?
Well, I think the Constitution, in a very basic sort of level, guarantees a sense of fairness to people. I personally don't think it was fair to take people away from their homes, incarcerate them, make them seem like they were less than stellar citizens when, in fact, they were. There was no sabotage. Nobody was arrested for being a traitor in the Japanese-American community. And the prejudice translated into something that was horrendous for 120,000 people. Seems like more people should know about it.
Jane Beckwith is president of the Topaz Museum Board. Thanks for being with us on Fred Korematsu Day.
You're welcome. Thank you.